Peace and complete joy to all of you.
Hallelujah, 愿大家平安。
First, I'd like to praise and thank God I can be here to worship the true and living God with all of you.
首先我要感谢神，我们可以跟大家一起在这边敬拜真神。
This afternoon, I'd like to share with you, entreat me not to leave you.
这个下午想跟大家分享的题目是求我别让你离开你。
For me, the last 11 years, the greatest fear I have that one day I will fall from the grace of God.
在过去的十一年当中，我最害怕的事情就是有一天我会离开神。
Because I realize if I fall from the grace of God, I have no peace and joy in this life.
因为我知道，万一我没有了神的恩典的时候，我在这个生命当中就没有平安喜乐。
And then the life to come, I will not be with our Lord Jesus Christ.
在接下来的日子，我也不会有主耶稣基督在我的生命当中。
And I also feel you also feel the same way.
那我想说，大家应该也是有同样的感觉。
That's why we're here to worship the true and living God.
这就是为什么我们大家今天在这边敬拜真神。
Because we want to enter eternal life.
因为我们要进入永生。
So we can be with our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们才能跟主耶稣在一起。
Let's turn the book of Psalm chapter 22.
我们先翻开诗篇二十二篇。
Psalm chapter 22, verse 1 and verse 2.
诗篇二十二篇一节到二节。
Psalms 22.Verse 1 and verse 2.
诗篇二十二篇一节到二节。
Verse 1.
第一节。
My God, my God, why you have forsaken me? Why you so far from helping me? And from the words of my groaning, verse 2.
第二节。
Oh my God, I cry in the daytime, but you do not hear. And in the night season, I am not silent. We know this is the psalm of King David.
我们知道这是大卫所做的诗。
Even though King David is a great king, but quite often his enemy was after him.
就算是大卫是一个 很好的王，可是他的敌人也常常在追逐他。
Even at one point, he played like a mad person to save his own life.
有一次，他甚至需要靠别人来救他的 生命。
And we know for many years, King Saul tried to kill him.
我们知道很多年当中，扫罗都要杀他。
And then we know after he committed sin with Bathsheba.
我们也知道大卫后来跟别示巴犯罪。
And I'm sure that time when he prayed to God, it seemed God was not with him.
在那个时候，他向神祷告的时候，神不与他同在。
So that's why he wrote this psalm and say, "My God, my God, why you have forsaken me?"
所以他在这边就写下了这个诗，说：“我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我
？”Say, "Why you so far from helping me?"
为什么他这么远？我为什么远离不救我
？He say, "And from the words of my groaning, oh my God, I cry in the daytime."
他说：“不听我哀哼的言语，我的神啊，我白日呼求你，不应允。”
I cry in the daytime, but you do not hear.
夜间呼求并不住声。
And in the night season, I am not silent.
所以在夜间呼求也并不住声。
You can see the torment in the soul of King David.
我们可以看到他的灵魂的哀痛。
Because when God is not with us,
因为当神不与我们同在的时候
there's no peace and there's no joy.
我们就没有平安喜乐。
Because this world is full of vanity.
因为这一个世界上充满了罪恶。
About last year, around this time, one professor at Berkeley killed himself. One professor at Berkeley killed himself.
在去年的这个时候，有一个伯克莱大学的教授他自杀。
Of course, Berkeley is one of very famous schools.
当然，伯克莱大学是非常有名的学校。
And one afternoon, we just teaching a class, and all of a sudden, he said to the class, "Oh, bye bye," right?
在那个下午的时候，他正跟他的学生上课之后，他就跟他学生说再见。
And the student couldn't figure out what's going on.
那他的学生不知道发生什么事。
Then he just went up to the top of the building, then he jumped off and killed himself.
结果他就爬到屋顶的大楼的地顶层，然后就跳楼自杀。
Of course, as a professor, I'm sure it was quite famous.
当然，作为一个教授，我确定他是非常有名的。
And financially, I don't think he need to worry.
那在经济上，我也不觉得他会担心什么。
But why he felt he need to kill himself?
但是为什么他觉得他必须要结束自己的生命
？Because for sure he lived without Christ.
因为他没有基督。
So we as the chosen people of God, we also not prone to being sad for being sorrowful.
所以对我们来说，我们是神的选民，我们也不应该会感到哀痛。
Because sometimes when we sin against God,
因为我们有时候犯罪
we cause the enemies to come after us.
这就造成了我们的敌人来追逐我们。
Then quite often we pray to God, it seems that God is so far from us.
当我们向神祷告的时候，神总是好像在很远的地方。
But we know this word is also the word that came out from the mouth of our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是我们也知道，这些话也都是从主耶稣出来的。
Because when he was crucified on the cross.
因为他在十字架为我们受死。
And during the time he took the sin of mankind.
那他在当时承受了人的罪。
Because of sin, God no longer was with him.
因为罪的关系，他 我们就跟神，他就跟神不在一起。
And that's why he cried out to God.
所以他就向神呼求。
He said, "My God, my God, why you have forsaken me?"
他说：“主啊，神啊，神啊，为什么离弃我？”
So in reality, what is hell?
在实际上，什么样子是地狱呢？
Hell is a place without God.
地狱就是一个没有神的地方。
So that's why we live this life with our Lord Jesus Christ. For sure, the next life will come.He will also not be with us.
如果我们在今生没有主耶稣基督在我们的旁边，我们在来生也不会跟他在一起。
So that's why we need to make a great determination.
所以这就是为什么我们要下定决心。
I can see many of us out there. We are quite young, right? A lot of you out there are young.
我们可以看到这边有许多很年轻的弟兄姐妹。
And we see maybe death is so far from us.
我们看起来死离我们非常的远。
Because when we are young, we feel that we are invincible.
因为当我们年轻的时候，我们觉得自己觉得很健康。
I remember when I was younger, I used to go to, you know, to, I love to ski.
我记得当我年轻的时候，我非常喜爱滑雪。
And pretty much any hills I go up to, I just put my head down and go down the hill.
那我就是不管怎么样，我就是跑到最高的地方滑下来。
Well, the last time I went skiing, because I'm older now, when I look down the hill, like, oh man, this thing is way too steep.
那当我上一次最近去滑雪的时候，我到最高的地方的时候，我看一看，觉得很害怕，这边怎么这么高、啊、
？Back the hill, like I'm too scared to go down.
那他就开始走下去，因为我太害怕这么高的地方。
So sometimes when we are younger, we don't really think too much about death.
有的时候，我们很年轻的时候，我们不会对于死想太多事情。
We don't think too much. Where are we gonna go when we die?
我们也不会想说我们死了之后去哪里。
Yes, we are baptized.
是的，我们受洗
了。Yes, we receive the Holy Spirit.
是的，我们得到圣灵了。
But this is only the beginning of the race to eternal life.
但是这只是刚刚往永生的这个竞赛的刚开始。
You know, I went to Africa a couple of times.
我去过非洲，去过好几次。
And the thing that feared me the most in Africa is the toilets that they have.
那在非洲最让我害怕的事情就是他们的厕所。
You know, when you try to find a toilet, you don't need to ask people where it is. You just smell the aroma, and you can reach there.
你不需要问人家说啊，到底哪边有厕所？你只要闻一闻就可以找到。
Why? Because the toilets in Africa, all they do is dig about 30 feet in the ground.
为什么呢？因为在非洲的厕所就是在挖地，挖了30尺。
And then you put two pieces of wood, right, on top the mouth of the hole.
那他就把这个洞上面放了两块木板。
And you know, sometimes you look at the wood, it's all rotten, and you know it's not stable at all.
那你有时候看看这个木头，觉得已经很老旧，随时会断掉。
So for me, when I go to the bathroom, I never go to the bathroom in peace.
所以每次我去上厕所的时候，我总是上的心惊胆跳。
Even sometimes I joke around my coworkers, if I go in there more than 5 minutes, please come to find me, right? Something must happen to me already.
有的时候我告诉我跟我一起去的朋友说，我如果去上厕所超过5分钟没有回来的时候，你就赶快来找我。
Because I can't imagine what it's like if I, you know, happen to slip and fall into that, you know, toilet.
我完全没有办法想象，万一我滑进这个厕所会发生什么事情。
And me, I'm always very stupid. Before I go to toilet, I always look inside the toilet. I don't know why I do that, but that's what I usually do.
而且这听起来很笨，但是我每次去上厕所的时候，我总是会往这个厕所里面瞧一瞧。
I guess unconsciously want to see, make sure there's no snake, there's no animal and stuff inside the toilet.
我想这个可能是我潜意识当中想确定一下底下没有蛇啊，或者其他动物在那边。
But one time I was looking in it, it was the doo-doo was moving.、Right?
但是有一次我看里面，我看到那些粪便在移动。
I couldn't figure out why this doo-doo, all the doo is moving.
我不晓得。
I couldn't figure out why.
我搞不清楚为什么这个粪便它会动来动去呢
？Then I realized it's like so much maggots inside the doo-doo.
后来才发现里面有很多很多的蛆。
I can you imagine if you do, you fall into that toilet?
你有没有办法想象你万一掉到这个马桶会发生什么事吗
？Your head will cover with doo-doo, right?
那你的头会被整个身体浸在粪便。
And for sure you won't cry out for help, right?
而且你也没有办法大声呼求。
And you're full of darkness.
而且你就在这个黑暗当中。
And it smells so bad.
而且闻起来很糟。
So that's why when we think about eternal condemnation.
这就是我们想象我们的永生。
Our Lord Jesus Christ tells us that where we go is the place that the fire burn cannot be quenched.
神告诉我们说，我们去的地方会是那个地狱，就是那个火非常烧得很旺的地方。
Can you imagine? Do you ever smell a person's skin, right, when it's burned?
你有没有闻过那些受烧烫伤人的皮肤的味道
？When I was younger, right, because I lived during a communist, I, you know, from 1975 to 1979, there was a great genocide in Cambodia.
在1975年到1979年，在柬埔寨那个时候，就是共产国家所统治。
And I remember human flesh, right, burning human flesh it just smelled really terrible.
我记得那个人肉烧伤的这个味道闻起来很糟糕。
I mean, no, Hades can be worse than this.
我们也知道海地比这个更糟糕。
So that's why we must think and reflect about life.
这就是为什么我应该要想想我们的一生。
Because for sure, heaven exists.
因为确定天堂就是存在的。
And for sure, Hades also exists.
而且海地也存在。
But where, when we die, where are we gonna go?
但是当我们死的时候，我们是往哪里去呢？
Of course, all of us we assume we're gonna go to heaven.
而且我们大家都假设我们会往天堂去。
Because we are the chosen people of God.
因为我们是神的选民。
But even then, many are called, but few are chosen.
但是许多人被呼召，但是被选中的人不多。
And the Bible tells us even the righteous one, they are scarcely saved.
就算是圣经告诉我们，真正有公义的人也不一定都能够全部得救。
So this means very few of us will enter eternal.
这表示在我们当中有很少的人才能够进入永生。
I remember my adopted father.
我记得我的继父。
He was Catholic.
他是一个天主教徒。
And he was baptized since he was 9 years old.
而且他九岁的时候就受洗了。
So several years ago, when he had cancer, he was not afraid to die.
所以当他得到了炎症的时候，他并不害怕死亡。
Why? Because he thought within himself, when he died, he will go to heaven.
为什么？因为他想说，就算他死了，他也是会进入天国。
In his own mind, he for sure he thought he was going to go to heaven.
在他自己的脑子里，他确定他就是会进入天国。
But then when he was sick with cancer,
但是他那时候得到炎症。
And then the doctor gave him only several weeks to live.
那这个医生通知他只有几个星期可以活。
And one night at home,
有一天晚上
，while he was sitting.
在他在家里，他坐着。
And all of a sudden, he saw two people showed up.
有的时候，他突然看到两个人出现。
One was Satan, and one was God.
一个是撒旦，一个是神。
And at that time, he thought he was going to go with the Lord Jesus Christ.
他以为他会去主耶稣那里。
But then, Satan was the one taking his soul.
但是撒旦却是那个能够抓住他灵魂的人。
And at that time, he cried out to our Lord Jesus Christ.
在那时候，他向神呼求。
He said, "Lord, I've been baptized since I was 9."
他说：“主啊，我已经受洗，自从我九岁以后，我都洗礼。而且我一生当中大部分时间都相信你。
Why you allowing this Satan take my soul?
为什么你让撒旦拿我的灵魂呢
？But praise and thank God, there are times many brothers and sisters prayed for him.
但是感谢神，许多弟兄姐妹当时替他祷告。
Because of this, God did not allow Satan to take my father's soul.
所以神就不会主耶稣就不会让撒旦来带走我父亲的灵魂。
But he still did not want to come believe.
但是这个是他是一个来相信的人。
So one day he was in hospital.
有一天，他那时候还没有办法相信，所以他那天，在医院里面，我跟我太太在那里。因为医生说他只有几个星期可以活。
And one night we heard him yelling and screaming.
有一天晚上，我听到他在那边大声呼叫。
We did not know what was going on.
我们不知道发生什么事了。
So my wife and I ran to his room.
所以我跟我太太就冲到他房间里。
And all of a sudden we heard him yelling and screaming, "Jesus, please save me! Jesus, please save me!"
就我们就听到他大声的呼叫说，主耶稣救我，主耶稣救我。
You know, I know my father since I was 10 years old.
我自从我十岁的时候，我就认识我继父了。
Because that's the time they adopted me when I was 10.
因为那时候是他们领养我的时候。
And I never ever see my father cry.
我从来没有看过我的继父哭泣。
Because he's Sicilian, right? He's from Sicily. He's very tough.
因为他是从西西里岛的意大利人，所以他非常的坚强。
But that night,
但是那一天晚上
you can see he cried like a little baby.
你可以看到他哭得像小婴儿一样。
Even though we did not know what was going on.
就算我们不知道发生什么事情。
So at that time, my wife and I prayed for him.
那时候我跟我太太为他祷告。
And as we pray, I heard my father yelling, screaming.
我们在祷告的时候，又听到他的大声呼叫。
So thank God, after 20 minutes, 30 minutes of prayer.
感谢神，后来二十分钟之后他就停下来。
And he said, "Son, I'm okay."
他说：“儿子啊，我还好。
So I asked him.
我就问他
，What happened, Father?
发生什么事情了，父亲
？Say what happened? Satan took his soul to hell.
他说：“因为那时候，撒旦在把他的灵魂带到地狱去。
And when he went to hell, the first person he saw was Satan himself.
那他去地狱的第一个看到的人就是撒旦。
And he told me that Satan was so ugly looking.
他说魔鬼看起来很可怕。
And at that time his soul was tormented so much.
那他的那个灵魂那时候被撕得很痛苦。
Even though he suffered so much, he cannot describe what it was like.
就算他非常的痛苦，他也没有办法描述是怎么回事。
But as he was suffering, he saw there's another group of people in the distance.
但是当他在受苦的时候，看到远远的有另外一群人。
And this group of people, they were singing hymns and praise to God.
那这群人在不断的在唱诗赞美神。
And he told me they were so joyful.
他告诉我们说，那些人非常的喜乐。
Because he suffered so much, he also wanted to go to the other side.
因为他非常的痛苦，所以他想要去那一群人那个地方。
In the beginning, it's only 5-6 people around him.
一开始只有五六个人。
Because he wanted to go to the other side.
因为他想要去那一边。
He took a step forward.
他就往前走了一步。
As he took a step forward, forward, he told me there's thousands of people in front of him.
他走了一步之后，他看到了有一千个人围在他附近。
They also want to go to the other side.
那些人也想要去那个地方。
But he said no matter how hard they try, they cannot go to the other side.
但是不管这些人怎么样努力，就没有办法过去。
And he told me just continue to suffer so much.
他告诉我，他说受得很痛苦。
Then there was a time God's grace was upon him.
在那个时候，神的恩典临到他。
He felt the spirit of God went down to Hades and took his soul back to his body.
他那时候感觉到神到了地狱的时候，把他的灵魂带走。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹
we、really、must think and reflect about our lives.
我们应该要想想我们自己的人生。
Of course, it's good to be in church.
当然在教会里很好。
But when we're in church, where's our heart?
当我们在教会的时候，我们的心在哪里？
Are we thinking about God?
我们在想神吗？
Are we loving God with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our soul, with all our strength?
我们有没有全心全力、尽心尽力爱我们的神？
Or our mind still consumed the things of this world.
还是我们的脑中还是在想这个世界的事情。
That's why when you talk about entreat me not to leave you.
这就是为什么我们要求神不让我们离开他。
But God promised us already.
但是神已经答应我们。
He would never leave us or forsake us.
他永远不会离弃我们。
But we are the one that leave him.
但是是我们离开他。
So we must make a great determination.
所以我们要立志。
But it's not easy.
但是这不容易。
Why? Because we live in this world.
因为我们住在这世界里。
And we live in the flesh.
我们是肉体所造
的。And Satan fights against us with the spirit.
魔鬼总是在灵里面征战我们。
So that's why we ourselves cannot overcome Satan.
所以我们常常没有办法胜过魔鬼。
And we ourselves cannot overcome the things of this world.
我们也没有办法胜过这世界上的东西。
Let's see the book of Judges.
我们来看士师记。
The book of Judges.
士师记。
Chapter 18.
第十八章。
18 verse 1.
第十八章第一节。
The book of Judges, chapter 18, verse 1.
士师记第八章第一节。
Judges, chapter 18, verse 1.
士师记第八章第一节。
In those days, there was no king in Israel.
Sorry.
Chapter 18, verse 1.
对不起，十八章的第一节。
And it says, in those days, there was no king in Israel.
第十八章第一节，那时以色列中没有王。
Chapter 19, verse 1.
第十九章的第一节。
Judges chapter 19, verse 1.
士师记第十九章第一节。
And it came to pass in those days when there was no king in Israel.
当以色列中没有王的时候，有住以法莲山地那边的一个利未人。
And then Judges chapter 21, verse 25.
我们再继续看士师记。
Judges 21, verse 25.
士师记二十一章的第五节
，verse 25。
对不起，二十五节。
In those days, there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
士师记二十一章二十五节，那时以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
So you can see in the book of Judges, repeat three times there was no king in Israel.
所以我们可以看到，在士师记当中重复了三次，当时没有王。
Because there was no king in Israel, everyone did what was right in their own eyes.
因为以色列当时没有王，所以每个人都照着自己的心意做事。
Just like nowadays, the life you live.
就像是我们现在所住的这个世界一样。
People do not fear God anymore.
人不再敬畏神。
They do whatever thing that is right in their own eyes.
他们只是做自己觉得对的事情。
Because they come to the point they feel there's no God.
因为他们已经觉得已经没有神了。
Just like the Israelites during that time.
就像那时候的以色列。
Why did they say there's no king in Israel?
为什么他们说以色列中没有王呢？
Because God was their king.
因为神就是他们的王。
God was the one who reigned over their hearts.
神就是他们控制掌管他们心的人。
But they refused for God to be their king.
但是他们拒绝了神做他们心中的王。
That's why they say there's no king in Israel.
所以他们就说以色列中没有王。
So just like nowadays.
就像现在一样。
Who reigned over our hearts?
谁掌控了我们的心？
Is it the things of this world?
是这世界上的东西？
Is it Satan himself?
是恶魔吗？
Is it ourselves?
还是我们自己？
Or our Lord Jesus Christ?
还是主耶稣基督？
Because if we don't allow our Lord Jesus Christ to reign over us, for sure we cannot reach to enter eternal life.
如果我们不让主耶稣基督成为我们心中的王，我们当然不能够进入永生。
Because when Christ not reign over our hearts,
因为当主耶稣没有控制我们的心的时候，
we just do what is right in our own eyes.
我们就只是照我们自己眼中所认为对的事做。
But that's why we must be very careful.
所以我们必须非常小心。
Because Christ is the one that died for us.
因为主耶稣是为我们受死的。
And those who live in him should no longer live for ourselves, but we live for him who died for us.
那如果是我们为了他而活，我们就不应该为了自己活，而是为了他而活。
So that's why I want to share with you the book of Ruth chapter 1.
所以这就是为什么我今天想跟大家分享路德记的第一章。
Because Ruth chapter 1 also takes in the time of the judges.
因为那时候路德记也是发生在士师时代。
And they say there's no king in Israel.
那时候以色列中没有王。
Judges chapter 1 verse 1 and verse 2. Ruth chapter 1 verse 1 and verse 2.
路德记第一章第一节第二节。
The book of Ruth, chapter 1, verse 1 and verse 2.
路德记第一章第一节第二节。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled, that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to dwell in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. Verse 2.
第二节。
The name of the man was Elimelech, the name of his wife was Naomi, and the names of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion, and Ephrathites of Bethlehem, Judah.And they went to the country of Moab and remained there. So we can see this is the time of the judges.
我们可以看到这是士师时代所发生的事情。
And it says during this time there was a great famine in the land.
在当时国中遭遇饥荒。
And we know during the time of judges there's no king in Israel.
我们知道在士师时代以色列是没有王的。
But this family.
但是这个家庭。
The man, his name is Elimelech.
这个人叫做以利米勒。
Elimelech means my God is king.
以利米勒这个名字的意思就是我的神是我的王。
Even though there's no king in Israel,
就算当时以色列没有王。
But this family have king that is God to reign over their hearts.
但是这个家庭他们有神作为他们的王。
Because his name tells it all.
因为他的名字就告诉我们。
Elimelech, my God is king.
以利米勒就是表示神是我的王。
So just like nowadays.
就像现在一样。
Yes, the world live with our Lord Jesus Christ.
没有错，现在这个世界就是有主耶稣基督。
But we allow Jesus to reign over our hearts.
但是我们又没有让主耶稣基督来掌控我们的心。
As long as we allow Jesus to reign over our hearts, for sure we will have hope in this life and in the life to come.
只要我们以他作为我们心中的王，我们他就能够带领我们未来的日子。
And during this time, even though God is the king, but there was a famine.
就算在当时神是王，可是他们还是有饥荒。
Remember, they live in the land of Bethlehem.
我们知道他是住在伯利恒。
Bethlehem is mean the house of bread.
伯利恒那个意思就是这个粮食的屋子。
How can there be a famine in a house of bread?
在粮食之屋怎么可能会有饥荒呢？
For me, they just lack of faith.
因为对我来说，他们就是缺乏信心。
When they lack of faith, this means they feel there was the famine in the land of Bethlehem.
就是因为在他们失去了信心，所以他们对于这边的饥荒就失去了信心。
So that's why this man took his family and went to the land of Moab.
所以这个人就带了他的家人一起到摩押地去了。
We know the Moabites women are the one who caused the chosen people to.Chosen people to sin greatly against God.
我们知道摩押的女子总是会带着他们的家人，然后犯罪得罪神。
And the Moabites, God promised them they would never enter His tabernacle.
而且神告诉这些确定这些摩押人没有办法进入他的圣殿。
Bethlehem represents the true church of God nowadays.
对于现在来说，伯利恒就是神的家。
And Moab represents the world that we live in.
摩押对我们来说就代表了这个外面的世界。
But sometimes when we come to church,
但是有时候我们来到了教会。
Sometimes maybe we feel it's a great famine.
有的时候我们害怕就是一个饥荒。
And see when we listen to sermon, we can't get anything out of it.
我们有的时候听这个讲道，但是却没有得到任何东西。
And see when we have come have fellowship with brothers and sisters, we can't get anything out of it.
好像我们来到这边与弟兄姐妹团契，我们也没有得到任何东西。
And sometimes we question ourselves, is this church truly the church of God?
有的时候我们甚至怀疑这个教会到底是不是有神在的教会。
If this is the church of God, why is there a famine in here?
如果这边是神的教会的话，为什么有饥荒？
And sometimes we look at our brothers and sisters.
有的时候我们看看弟兄姐妹。
This is the true church of God.
这就是神的真的教会。
But why so many of our brothers and sisters lack of love?
但为什么我们弟兄姐妹都没有爱心呢？
And why sometimes we have division among brothers and sisters?
为什么后来都没有看到这些弟兄姐妹的样子？
And sometimes we think, yes, there is a great famine in the land of Bethlehem.
有的时候对我们想到没有错，在这个伯利恒就是有一个饥荒。
But the house of bread will never ever lack food.
但是粮食之屋是永远永远不会缺乏食物的。
And just like the house of God will never ever lack the grace of God.
就像神的屋是永远永远不会有缺乏恩典的。
So in other words,
另外换句话说
Never ever leave the true church of God.
永远永远不要离开神的家
Never leave the city of Bethlehem.
永远永远不要离开这个伯利恒
Because there's nothing out there but spiritual death for you and I.
因为在伯利恒之外在等着我们的就是只有灵命的死亡
Just like this family.
就像这一个家庭一样
The husband's name is Elimelech.
丈夫的名字叫做以利米勒
My God is king.
他的意思就是神是我的
But they left the land of Bethlehem and went all the way to the land of Moab.
他们离开了伯利恒，到了摩亚。
And they stayed there for a while.
他在那边住了很久。
And then look at verse 3.
我们再看第三节。
Then Elimelech, Naomi, her husband died, and she was left her and her two sons.
那后来，以利米勒死了之后，他的太太拿厄米就剩下了两个儿子。
What happened during this time?
这个家里怎么了？
Because they lived in the land of Moab for so long, Elimelech died.
他们住在摩亚地住了这么久，以利米勒死了。
This means no longer.God is their king.
这是表示说，在他这个神已经不是他们家的王。
Because my God is king, already died during that time.
因为他的名字是说神就是我的王，那他已经死了。
So just like us nowadays.
就像是我们今天的我。
If we consume ourselves with the world.
如果我们被所有这个世界上的东西给占领。
Sooner or later, we also have no life inside of us.
过了不久，我们心中就没有了这个生命。
Because we consume ourselves in the world.
因为我们把我们所有的时间都花在世界上。
Christ no longer the king of our hearts.
主耶稣基督不再是我们心中的王。
Just like he Elimelech died.
就像这个以利米勒死。
Even though Elimelech died, but Naomi still did not leave for the land of Bethlehem.
但是就算是以利米勒死了，这个拿厄米还是没有离开摩亚地。
Why? Because during the time she still had her two sons.
为什么？因为她当时还是有两个儿子。
And the two sons named Mahlon and Chilion.
那这两个儿子，一个名叫马伦，一个名叫基连。
The name Mahlon this means invalid. Mahlon means invalid.
马伦名就是表示说是不够的。
And Chilion means waste away.
那这个基连就表示就是通通浪费了。
And who would name the children right invalid and waste away?
谁会把自己的儿子命名成这个样子呢
？Only those who live in the land of Moab.
只有会活在这个摩亚地的人才会。
Only those who live in the world.
只有在世界上会住的人。
Because in the world there's no hope, there's no peace, there's no joy at all.
因为在这个世界上没有平安，没有喜乐。
That's why your two sons' name is Mahlon and Chilion.
所以他们的名字一个是马伦，一个是基连。
And what happened to them?
他们怎么了呢
？They also died.
他们也都死了。
Why? Because during time Naomi still stayed in the land of Moab for 10 years.
结果就算他两个儿子都死了之后，他拿厄米还是在当地住了十年。
So then both of her sons died.
结果他的两个儿子都死了。
Now she's the only one left.
她是唯一剩下的。
With her two daughters-in-law.
而且剩下了跟她两个儿媳妇。
And that's the time that she felt that she must come out of the land of Moab.
她当时就觉得好，这就是该是我离开摩亚的时候了。
Look at verse 6.
我们再看第六节。
Ruth chapter 1 verse 6.
路德记第一章第六节。
Then she arose with her daughters-in-law that she might return from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the country of Moab that the Lord visited his people by giving them bread. So we can see here.
我们可以看到。
When she lost everything.
当她失去了所有
的时候。Her husband.
她的丈夫
her two sons,
她的两个儿子
and then all of a sudden she heard that God visited his people.
那我们可以看到因为她听说了主眷顾自己的百姓赐粮食给他们
But I'm sure that God always visited his people.
我们相信神一定是照顾他的子民
But because she was lack of faith.
但是因为她缺乏信心
She could not see that God was always with his people.
她没有办法看到神一直都是与他的子民同在
Just like nowadays for us.
就像是今天的我们
Yes, sometimes it seems like our faith is down and out.
是没有错我们的信心起起落落
And it seems like brothers and sisters are not loving.
看起来我们的弟兄姐妹缺乏爱心
And it seems when we come to church, we can't gain anything out of it.
好像我们来到教会我们没有办法得到任何事情
But never forget.
但是不要忘记
God is always with us.
神一直与我们同在。
He's always around us in the midst of us.
他一直都在我们里面，都在我们的周围。
But we must have great faith.
但是我们要有很好的信心。
Because when we have faith, we can see the things that no one else can see.
因为当我们有信心的时候，我们可以看到那些看不到的。
No, for me, even though I'm Asian.
对于我来说，虽然我是亚洲人。
But it's not easy for me to grow up in TJC.
但是就算是在教会里面，真耶稣教会也是很不容易在这边成长。
Because I'm Asian, but I'm Cambodian.
因为就算我是亚洲人，我却是柬埔寨人。
And Queens is not too many Taiwanese, right? A lot of members from China.
就算是在皇后教会，也不是很多人从台湾来，大部分都是从中国大陆来。
But the culture is very different.
但是文化上差异很大。
What we eat, how we speak, and whatever it is very different.
我们吃什么，我们说什么都很不一样。
Quite often when I'm on a conference call.
有的时候我会接到一个电话。
And you know, after of course, in the beginning, you always try to speak English, for example.
一开始在这个、跟这个电话会议的时候，大家一开始讲英文。
Maybe 15-20 minutes later, they forgot that I was on a conference call too. They started speaking Chinese, right?
后来过了15-20 minutes，大家都忘记我也在听电话，他们开始讲中文。
And during time, just you know, eat or something, read the Bible, whatever. Then later on, they're like, "Oh, Woody's on the phone, right?"
后来他们就在那边讲了，讨论了很久。后来想到，哎 ，Woody 也是在这个电话上。
And sometimes when we eat lunch and stuff like that.
有的时候我们在吃午餐。
Of course, even though all of them they speak English.
当然每个人都会说英文。
But they just speak Chinese, even though I'm at the table with them.
但是他们还是讲中文，就算我在那边，他们还是说中文。
Actually, for me, I don't mind.
对我来说，我并不在乎。
Because I've used it for the last 11 years.
因为过去的十一年，我已经很习惯。
But for a lot of true seekers, they, you know, this thing will, you know, cause them to stumble.
但是对于很多慕道者来说，这会让他们跌倒。
But whatever it is.It's not easy to grow up in TJC.
但是不管怎么样，对我来说，在真耶稣教会里面成长是很困难。
Sometimes I feel like, yeah, maybe sometimes brothers and sisters are not so lovable.
有的时候我们会想说啊，也许弟兄姐妹并不是那么有爱心。
But praise and thank God.
但是赞美神。
I always see God is with us.
我总是可以看到神与我们同在。
So because of this, I always feel when I come to church, I'm in the best place.
也就是因为这样子，每当我来到教会的时候，我觉得我是在世界上最棒的地方。
That's why for us.
这就是对于我们一样。
Don't allow other people to cause us not to come to church.
不要让别人来阻挡我们来教会。
And don't allow other people stopping us from serving God.
不要让别人阻止我们服侍神。
Even though we serve our brother and sister, but indirectly we are serving God.
因为就算我们侍奉我们的弟兄姐妹，间接上侍奉，也是在侍奉神。
Look at Naomi.
看看拿俄米。
Remember her name is sweet.
记得拿俄米的意思就是
甜。When she left the land of Bethlehem,
当她离开伯利恒的时候
was she really in great famine?
她真的是在很大的饥荒吗
？If she was in great famine, why would her name be Naomi?
如果她离开那边是很大饥荒，她的名字怎么会叫拿俄米
？Chapter 1 verse 20.
我们看第一章的第二十节。
Luke chapter 1 verse 20.
路德记第一章第二十节。
And 21.
还有二十一节。
Verse 20.
第二十节
But she said to them, Do not call me Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty has dealt very bitterly with me. Verse 21.
二十一节
I went out full, and the Lord has brought me back again empty. Why do you call me Naomi, since the Lord has testified against me, and the Almighty has afflicted me? So you can see during this time, yes, even though there was a great famine in the land, but she was full.
我们可以看到，就算当时有大饥荒，可是她还是满满的。
Why? Because her husband's name is My God is King.
因为她先生的名字就是我的神，就是我的王。
But why did she leave the land of Bethlehem during that time?
但是他们当时为什么离开伯利恒
？So that's why when she came back, she told the you know the women, "Do not call me sweet, but call me bitter."
所以她回来就告诉那边的妇人，不要再叫我甜，要叫我苦。
Because Naomi means sweet and Mara means bitter.
因为拿俄米是甜的意思，马拉是苦的意思。
Why? Because she went out full, but she came back empty-handed.
因为她满满的出去，空空的回来。
So that's why sometimes we have no idea what we have in True Jesus Church.
所以说，我们有的时候，我们并不知道我们在真耶稣教会有什么。
We have no idea how blessed we are among all the people.
我们不知道我们比其他人有多少的恩典。
And that's why we go into the world.
所以我们就去了这个世界。
We know the world has nothing to offer us.
我们知道这世界上对于我们没有办法给我们什么。
If we cannot be satisfied in the land of Bethlehem for sure, we cannot be satisfied with anywhere else.
如果我们在伯利恒没有办法满足的话，我们去别的地方也不会满足。
So in verse 6, Naomi, this was a turning point for her.
所以在第六节的时候，对于拿俄米来讲，那就是她人生的转捩点。
Because the time she only heard when she was in the land of Moab that God visited His people.
因为她在那边摩押地就听说了神眷顾了他的子民。
And then verse 7.
第七节。
Verse 7.
第七节。
Therefore she went out from the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her, and they went on the way to return to the land of Judah. So we can see that during this time, yes, she heard that God's grace was upon His people. Then she did something about it.
所以他在那时候听到了神眷顾他的百姓，所以他就决定要做一些改变。
And the Bible says she went out from the place where she was, that is Moab, the land of Moab.
这边他就说他起身要离开摩押地。
And she went back to the land of Judah.
他就回到了犹大地。
There's a determination we need to make also.
这就是我们要做的立定志向。
The world always going to be there.
这个世界永远在那里。
But We do not need anything in the world.
但是我们不需要任何这个世界上的东西。
Give the world to the people who live in the world.
那我们把世界留给那些住在世界上的人。
All we want is our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们所需要的就是主耶稣基督。
And that's why sometimes when we come, you know, when we live in America.
有的时候我们住在美国。
Of course, this country is great.
当然这个国家不错。
And very few other countries can be like this country.
没有多少个国家能够像美国一样。
And sometimes we feel that we, you know, we take it for granted.
有的时候我们觉得这个是理所当然的啊。
But I know some of you went to Africa.
但是如果你们去了非洲，
you can see our brother and sister there.
你可以看到我们在那边的弟兄
姐妹。They live day by day.
他们过一天算一天。
And at night time, most of them don't have a house to live in.
有的时候到了晚上，他们没有一个房子可以遮风避雨。
They just sleep outside.
他们就睡在外面。
And not worrying that the snake gonna come and bite them and kill them.
那有的时候蛇来了咬他们就死了。
But one thing they have.
但是只有他一件事情。
They have our Lord Jesus Christ.
他们有我们的主耶稣基督。
So when they get sick, the first thing they think about, not the doctors, they think about how God can heal them.
如果他们生病的时候，他们第一个想到的不是医生，而是想说神能如何能够治愈他们。
And when we go there to preach the gospel to them.
当我们去那边对他们传福音的时候，
they are so joyful.
他们非常喜乐。
They just know listen so attentively, and they never ever fall asleep.
他们就非常专心的听着道理，他们绝对不会打瞌睡。
Why? Because they come to the point, all they need is our Lord Jesus Christ.
为什么？因为就他们的状况，他们唯一需要的就是耶稣基督。
Even though we live in this country,
就算我们住在这个国家，
sometimes our faith is not too strong.
有的时候我们的信心也不够强。
Of course, harder when we have everything and then try to rely on God at the same time.
当然，我们有对于我们拥有所有的事情的时候，对于要依靠神是比较困难的。
But it doesn't matter.
但是没有关系。
If we live in Africa, we live in America.
不管我们住在非洲、美国，
we must have strong faith.
我们应该要有坚强的信心。
We must realize that God is always going to be with us.
我们应该要想到神应该永远与我们同在。
And never want to leave him or forsake him.
而且我们永远不要离弃神。
So Naomi is on her way back.
所以拿俄米就在往回去的路上。
Because she heard that God visited his people.
因为他听到了神眷顾他的百姓。
You know, every time I read this story, I think about the prodigal son.
每次我念到这边的时候，我就想到了浪子的比喻。
You know, the prodigal son, he was a young man.
这个浪子他是一个年轻人。
So our Lord Jesus Christ told the story to his disciples.
所以这个主耶稣基督就告诉了门徒这个故事。
He said, this man had two sons.
他说这个人他有两个儿子。
And the younger son said to his father, Father, give me what belongs to me.
小儿子对父亲说，父亲啊，把我所有的给我。
And then there time his father divided the livelihood and give.What belonged to his son.
那时候父亲就把他该属给他的一半就分给他。
Then his son took everything that he had and went to a far country.
结果这个儿子就带着他所有的去了一个远远的地方。
And that's the time he lived in prodigal living.
在那时候过着浪子的生活。
He spent everything that he had.
他花尽了所有他的财产。
Then after he spent everything he had, it was a great famine.
结果过了那段时间就发生了饥荒。
And during that time he has nothing to eat.
那个时候他没有东西可以吃。
Because for him as a Jew, there's no way that he can, you know, go and feed the swine.
因为对于他来说，他是一个犹太人，他没有办法去吃其他的东西。
Because pigs are unclean to them.
因为猪是对他们来说是不洁净的。
But when the younger son went out to feed the swine,
那结果这个小儿子就去喂猪。
So even the food of the swine he desired to eat.
就算是猪吃的食物，他反而想要吃。
But during that time, the Bible said no one gave him anything at all.
结果圣经告诉我们说，当时没有任何人给他任何东西。
Then he reflect back.
就他就回想起来。
Said my father's house, even the servant has enough food to eat.
说就算在我父亲的家中，那些仆人都有好好的东西可以吃。
And I'm dying here with hunger.
那我要在这边因为饥饿而死亡。
So then he make a determination.
就他就立定志向。
I will go back to my father.
我要回到我父亲身边。
I will say to my father.
我要告诉我父亲说。
Father, have sinned against heaven against you.
父亲啊，我得罪你了。
I'm no longer worthy to be called your son.
我得罪神了，我也不配做你的儿子。
But make me one of your hired servants.
但是你可以雇我。
Because the sons know, even though he was the son, but now even as a hired servant, he feels it's worth it to be with his father.
因为这个儿子，他知道血缘上他是父亲的儿子，但是他觉得他不配，只够当父亲的仆人。
So the son was on his way back.
所以这个儿子就回去了。
The Bible says in the distance.
在不远远的距离，
his father saw him.
他的父亲看到了他。
His father ran toward him.
他的父亲朝他跑过去。
And fell on his neck and kissed him.
结果紧紧的抱住他，亲吻他。
The son said to the father.
结果这个儿子告诉父亲，
Father, I've sinned against you and against heaven.
父亲啊，我得罪神也得罪你了。
I'm no longer worthy to be called your son.
我也不再配当你的儿子。
But what did the father say?
这个父亲怎么说？
Before the son said, "Make me one of your high servant," the father said to the servant, "Go and put the best robe on my son."
就算在这个儿子告诉他说我要当你的仆人之前，他这个父亲已经对仆人说，赶快去准备上好的食物。
And go and bring the sandal put on his feet.
然后去拿了一双鞋子。
And go and put the ring on his finger.
替他穿上，带他，让他戴上戒指。
Because my son was lost, now he is found.
我的儿子原本失去了，现在他回来了。
My son was dead, now he's alive.
我的儿子原本死去了，现在活了。
They start to celebrate.
就他们开始庆祝。
So、that's why for us, brothers and sisters.
这就是我们。
Don't let us worship God only externally.
不要只是表面上的敬拜神。
Do not just come to church to worship God without giving Him our hearts.
不要只是来教会里面敬拜神，可是却没有心在这里。
We must render heart back to our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们必须要把我们的心交给主耶稣，
and allow him to have control over us.
让他再成为我们的王。
So during this time,
所以在这个时间，
Naomi, Ruth, and Orpah went back on their way to the land of Judah.
拿俄米、路德还有厄尔巴就往再回去的路上。
Look at verse 14.
我们看十四节。
Ruth chapter 1 verse 14.
路德记一章十四节。
Then they lift up their voices and wept again, and Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clung to her. Verse 15.
第十五节。
And she said, "Look, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and to her gods. Return after your sister-in-law." We can see that during this time, two people determined to follow Naomi.
我们可以看到，在这段时间，这两位儿媳妇立定志向跟随拿俄米。
One was Ruth.
一个是路德。
And the other one was Orpah.
一个是厄尔巴。
And even though Orpah was on her way to the land of Judah,
而且厄尔巴也已经是在回去犹大地的路上。
But during the time, she lifted up her voice and said to her mother.
但是她那时候就告诉她 的婆婆，
she kissed her mother.
她亲她的婆婆。
But Ruth clung on to Naomi.
但是我们可以看到路德舍不得拿俄米。
And then the Naomi said to them, "Go, but return back to your people."
拿俄米说："回去啊，回去 你的本族本家。
And that time, Orpah returned back to her people and to her God.
那在那个时候，你如果回去了你的国的话，也会回去了你的神那里。
But Ruth clung on to Naomi.
但是路德舍不得拿俄米。
See, this is a determination we need to make with our Lord Jesus Christ.
这也就是我们对于我们的主耶稣所应该要有的立心。
We know this world is not easy to live in.
我们知道这个世界不容易居住。
And Satan always going to try his best to pull us away from our Lord Jesus Christ.
魔鬼总是尽他的所能把我们拉开主耶稣身边。
But we must cling on to our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是我们应该要抓住，紧紧的抓住神。
Because without clinging on to our Lord Jesus Christ, there's no way we can make until the end days.
因为如果说我们可以抓住他的话，我们就不会在那一天离开他。
Just like Ruth,
就像是路德一样。
She clung on to Naomi.
她紧紧的抓住拿俄米。
And then she made a great determination.
而且她立定志向。
That's why in verse 16 and 17.
就算所以在十六节、十七节
，verse
16，16节。
But Ruth said, "Entreat me not to leave you, or to turn back from following after you. For wherever you go, I will go, and wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God." Verse 17，
十七节。
Will you die? I will die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also. If anything but death part you and me, you can see this for sure, a great determination.From Ruth to Naomi.
我们可以看到路德对于拿俄米立定了多大的志向。
Because she did not want to leave Naomi during that time.
因为她不想要丢下拿俄米一个人。
That's why she sang this beautiful song to Naomi.
所以她就对拿俄米说了这么多这么好听的话。
She told her, "Entreat me not to leave you."
她说，请你不要让我离开你。
Or to turn back from falling after you. Or to turn back from falling after you.
也请你不要让我回去不跟随你。
For wherever you go, I will go.
你往哪里去，我也往哪里去。
And wherever you lodge, I will lodge.
你在哪里住宿，我也在那里
住宿。Your people should be my people.
你的国就是我的国。
And your God, my God.
你的神就是我的神。
And where you die, I will die.
你在哪里死，我也在哪里死。
And there will I be buried.
也葬在哪里。
The Lord do so to me, and more also if anything but death part you and me.
除非死能使与你我相离，不然愿神重重的降罚我。
This is a great determination from Ruth.
这就是路德的立定决心。
But when we pray to our Lord Jesus Christ,
但是当我们向神祷告的时候，
we also should make this kind of determination.
我们应该立定同样的志向。
And transcend this song into a spiritual song to our Lord Jesus Christ.
而且把这样子的心智传达给他。
We also must say to our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要告诉神，
Entreat me not to leave you.
不要让我离开你。
This is very important.
这是非常重要的。
Because we know we are the one always leaving our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为会离开神的就只有我们自己而已。
So that's why we must pray to Him and ask Him, entreat me not to leave you.
所以我们要向他祈求，求你不要让我离开你。
Or to turn back from following after you.
也要让我跟随你。
If we don't have this kind of determination,
如果你没有这种志向的话，
then it's very easy to fall from the grace of God.
非常容易离开神的恩典。
We know our Lord Jesus Christ would never leave us.
我们知道神主耶稣是不会离开我们。
He would never ever forsake us.
他也不会离弃我们。
If we know this, then for sure we also would not leave him.
我们如果知道他就是我们的神，我们就不会离开他。
But we must cry out to God.
但是我们要向神祈求。
And ask Him to give us strength not to leave Him.
而且给我们力量，不让我们离开他。
Or turn back from following after Him.
也不要紧紧的跟随他。
And I say here, forever wherever you go, I will go.
跟他说，不管他去哪里，我们就要跟随他。
And wherever you lodge, I will lodge.
不管他住哪里，我们就要跟着住哪里。
We know our Lord Jesus Christ ascended to heaven.
我们知道主耶稣已经升天了。
And prepared a place for us.
而且他们为我们准备了一个地方。
And where He is, He also wants us to be.
他在的地方就是要我们替我们
准备的。So that's why for us, this world is not part of us.
所以对我们来说，这个世界不是我们的。
Because our hope is not in this world.
因为我们的希望不寄在这个世界上。
But our hope is in the world to come.
但是我们希望的是在未来的那个地方。
Why? Because this where Lord Jesus Christ is at.
这就是因为那个地方是主耶稣的在的地方。
I'm sure every one of us want to be with Lord Jesus Christ.
我们确定每个人都想要跟神在一起。
So that's why where He lodged, we also want to lodge.
这就是为什么他住的地方，我们也要住在那里。
And where He goes, we always so want to go.
他要去什么地方，我们也跟着去什么地方。
And say here, your people should be my people.
你的国就是我的国。
And then your God, my God.
你的神就是我的神。
For us as a chosen people of God.
对于我们这些神的选民来说，
there's only two things that's worth living for.
只有两件事情可以让我们离开。
That is to love God with all our mind, with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our strength.
就是要我们尽心尽力，全心全意爱主我的神。
And to love one another as God loves them.
而且要爱人如爱神一样。
If we cannot fulfill these two things, our life is not worth living for.
如果我们没有办法做到这两点，我们的生命就不值得了。
Say here, your people should be my people.
这边来说，你的国就是我的国。
No, we are brothers and sisters.
我们就是弟兄姐妹。
Yes, even though I'm from Cambodia.
就算我从柬埔寨来。
Even though some of you from Taiwan.
就算你们是从台湾来。
And some of you from China.
你们是从中国来。
But we all have the same blood flowing through us.
但是我们在我们的血中都有同样的血。
And that blood is the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那就是主耶稣基督的血。
That's why we are brothers and sisters.
这是为什么我们是弟兄姐妹。
And because of this, we should love one another fervently.
也就是因为这样子，我们必须要尽全力的彼此相爱。
I think this is for me one of the reasons why I'm still in TJC.
这也是为什么我今天能够在真耶稣教会里继续来的原因。
Because I receive much love from brothers and sisters.
因为我从弟兄姐妹上得到了很多的爱。
I remember I was at the church, one of the churches in Southern California.
记得我在南加州的一间教会。
And one time, you know, some members cooked some purple yams for me to eat.
有一次，一个弟兄姐妹煮了一些番薯来给我吃。
And for me, I never had purple yams before.
对我来说，我从来没有吃过紫色的地瓜。
So when I was eating the purple yams, and all of a sudden, I just say to myself, "Wow, this yam tastes so good."
那当我在吃这个紫色地瓜的时候，我就告诉我自己说，哇，这个吃起来好好吃哦。
So for the next month,
结果在接下来的一个月，
I had purple yam for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
我的早餐、午餐、晚餐都被人家都替我准备紫地瓜。
Because the members are so loving, they cook so much yam for me to eat every single day.
因为那边的弟兄姐妹很有爱心，他就每天都煮紫地瓜给我吃。
Of course, even though purple yam is so good, after a week, you just get sick of it.
当然，紫地瓜吃起来很好吃，可是过了一段时间，你每天吃也是会吃腻。
And when I go to Africa too.
但是后来我们去非洲。
Even though our brother and sister didn't have nothing.
就算那边的弟兄姐妹，他们没有很多的东西。
But when we go to visit them,
但是当我们拜访他的时候，
they give us everything that they have.
他们就把他们所有的给我们。
I remember one time, me and my coworker, we went to visit an old sister in the mountain area.
我记得有一次，我们跟我的同工去拜访一个住在这个山区的老姐妹。
And the walk is about 3 hours.
那这个路途要走3个小时。
And not quite often that missionary go and visit him because it's really a long walk.
因为这个路途的关系，所以不是很多的这个圣工人员去拜访他。
And the time we heard that her 3 sons just died from AIDS.
那时候我们听到他的三个孩子都因为艾滋病死亡。
So even though we were so busy, but we want to make this trip to visit her.
因为就算我们非常的忙碌，我们还是决定一定要拜访他。
So one way we walk over 3 hours.
结果单趟我们走过去花了3个小时。
We have to go up the mountain.
我们先要上山。
And it was very difficult.
非常的困难。
So when we got up to the mountain. we were so hungry.
当我们上到了山的时候，我们非常的饥饿。
And there's nothing to eat.
而且那边没有东西
可以吃。Why? Because you know, we do not want to carry any too much things with us to go and visit. Why? Because it's too heavy to carry.
也就是因为我们没有携带任何的东西，因为爬山这样子会更累。
So when we got there, you know, she has no food. For us to eat.
当我们到那边的时候，他没有了任何的食物招待我们。
Was one egg.
他只有一颗鸡蛋。
Of course, if you know the chicken in Africa, the chicken's all malnutrition, so the egg is should be chicken eggs, but look like quail eggs because it's so small.
我们知道那边的鸡因为营养不良的关系，所以他们生出的蛋就像鹌鹑蛋一样。
But there were two of us.
但是有两位。
And then she just looked at us, and she had only one egg.
但是她看看我们，但她只有一颗蛋。
And then she asked us, "What do you want me to do with egg? You want me to boil for you? Or you want me to fry for you?"
那他就问我说，你要我们怎么样料理这颗蛋？是要煮它呢，还是把它炒一炒
？And I was joking around with her, say, "Sister, if you fry this egg, will disappear in the pan because it's so small."
那我跟她开玩笑说，这个姐妹啊，你这个蛋这么小，煮一煮可能就不见了。
And during the time as we, you know, talking about what we're going to do with the egg,
就当时我们就在讨论我们要怎么样处理这颗蛋。
And then the hen came in.
结果那个母鸡出现了。
And laid one more egg.
又生了一颗蛋。
Now there's two eggs.
结果现在有两颗蛋。
One for me and one for my coworker.
一颗是给我，一颗给我的同工。
And that is was the best egg I ever tasted in my life.
那是我这辈子吃过最好吃的一颗蛋。
Because the sister, even though she knows that we have money to buy food.
因为那些姐妹她也知道我们有钱可以去买一些食物。
And she had nothing during that time.
但是她却一无所有。
But the two eggs that she have in her heart is the two eggs she's willing to give to us.
但是他所拥有唯二的两颗蛋，他愿意把它给我们。
How wonderful this is!
这是多么美好的。
So every time I eat eggs, I always remember this old sister.
所以当你每次吃到，当我吃到这个蛋的时候，我总是会记得这位姐妹。
I remember very clearly how we sat under the mango tree and ate this egg. Right? It's very clear.
我永远记得我们是如何坐在这个芒果树上吃这个蛋。
It only took one bite to finish the egg, but that one bite tastes so delicious.
我只花了一口就把这个蛋给吃光了。
And it's the love for my brother and sister.
可是这一口却是非常好吃。
And the same thing when I went to Taiwan.
这个对于我去台湾是一样的。
Because I always heard that Aboriginal brothers and sisters are so loving.
我也听到说，一些山地教会的弟兄姐妹，他非常有爱心。
During the time we went to visit them.
所以我们就去拜访他。
And as we go and visit them, I had a really severe migraine.
在那时候，我有一个很严重的头痛。
Because as we climbed up the mountain, of course, the ear was not too, was not too good for me. So.I developed a migraine.
因为我爬到这个高山，因为纬度的关系、气压的关系，所以我有头痛。
And that time we were running late.
而且那时候时间已经
不早。So when we got to the church,
所以我们到了教会。
All the brothers and sisters waiting for us.
所有的弟兄姐妹都在等我们。
And the minute we drive up the driveway, they all singing songs and hymns to us.
当我们把一车子刚停好的时候，他们都在唱诗。
Even though we got there so late.
就算我们到了很晚。
And then the next morning.
第二天早上
we had Sabbath service,
我们有安息日聚会
and I still have my migraine.
我还是有头痛
But the night before, one of the brothers tried to massage me for a couple of hours, so I tried to get rid of my migraine.
但是前一天晚上有个弟兄要替我按摩把我的头痛把它按好
And really, I was really touched by his love.
我非常对他的爱心感到很感动
The next morning I got up, I still have migraine.
可是第二天早上还是有头痛
So after I finished my sermon, then I went to take a nap. I took a nap.
所以我正道完之后我去小睡片刻
I think maybe about half an hour 40 minutes later
大概过了半个小时45分钟左右
When I came back to downstairs
我回到了楼下
And I realized they haven't eaten lunch yet
我发现他们竟然还没有开始吃饭
And I asked them why haven't you eaten lunch yet
我就问他说你们怎么还没开始吃
They say we cannot eat lunch without you eating first
他说我们如果你没有来一起跟我们一起先吃的话我们不能吃
I feel so bad right
在那时候我就感到很惭愧
Because I didn't know, so they were waiting for me all this time.
感到很不好意思，他们一直在等我。
And no one came up to get me.
但是也没有人来叫我。
And then after we had lunch.
所以我们吃完午饭之后。
Then they took this special food out.
他们就把这个特殊准备的食物搬出来。
They told me this food is only for special guests.
他说这些食物我们只为特别来宾准备。
And then of course when they took it out.
那他们就拿出来了。
For me, I don't. If I eat food, if I see hearing it, I cannot eat it anymore, right?
You do see what?
Here.
当我看我对于我来说，我如果看到我的食物上面有毛发的话，我就不会吃。
And then they brought this pork.
他就买了这个猪。
And this pork is still raw.
那这个猪还是生的。
And has all the hair sticking out of it, right?
那这个生猪肉还没有经过处理，所以毛发都还在。
And put on the fermented rice.
然后他就把它放在这个饭上面。
And this rice smells so bad, right?
而且这些 饭闻起来很糟糕。
This rice like one the rice you left in your cooking pot for like couple of weeks, right? Then you open up. That's how what it smells like.
那个闻起来就像是你忘记你这个电锅里面的饭好几天，然后你打开来闻起来的味道就是那样。
So during that time, I asked the brother and sister who went with me from the city. I said, "Why don't you guys try it first?"
所以我那时候就告诉弟兄姐妹说啊，你们先吃好了。
They're like, "No, we're not gonna try."
他说不会，不行不行，一定要你先吃。
And of course, it's like 20, 30 of them looking at me, you know, waiting for me to take a bite. Of it.
所以有二三十位的弟兄姐妹盯着我看，要我先吃。
The smell is really bad.
第一个那个味道很糟糕。
I mean, you look at a piece of pork with a hair on it, right? It's just disgusting looking.
结果看到那个猪肉，它上面有很多的毛，看起来就很恶心。
Because I did not want to disappoint them.
但是我不想为他们失望。
So I took a piece and I just want to eat the piece of the pork by itself. Say no, no, no. You must dip into the fermented rice.
那我那时候，我那时候就是要这个吃光吃这个猪肉。他说不行不行，你一定要跟着这个米一起吃。
So I took a piece of pork.
所以我拿了猪肉。
Dip into fermented rice.
放在这个饭里面。
Put in my mouth.
放在我嘴巴里。
It tastes worse than it looks.
这个比它看起来还要更难吃。
Oh, it's so disgusting to me, right?
尝起来非常的恶心。
So every time I chew, I drink like a whole cup of tea with me, right?
所以我当我咬一口，我就喝了很多的水。
But then I joke around with them.
结果跟他们开玩笑。
I say when I visit next time, please don't treat me so special.
我跟他们说，下次我来的时候不要这么盛情款待我。
But the brothers have so much love.
但是那些弟兄姐妹很有爱
心。So that's why we as brothers and sisters.
就像是我们是弟兄姐妹一样。
We should love one another until the end.
我们应该要爱我们的弟兄姐妹。
Just like our Lord Jesus Christ loved us.
就像主耶稣基督爱我们。
But of course, sometimes our brothers and sisters are not so lovable.
但是我们的弟兄姐妹可能不那么的可爱。
And it's always true. Every church we go to, not every brother and sister, you know, are so lovable.
而且没有错，我们去了每一个教会，也不是所有的弟兄姐妹都是那么的可爱。
But in reality,
但是实际上
，the brother and sister is not so lovable. We should love them the most.
就是那些看起来不可爱的弟兄姐妹，
well, because,
我们才需要更爱他们。
But sometimes the reason they do not know how to love.Because no one ever loved them before.
因为他们不知道如何去爱别人，是因为他们没有被爱过。
So that's why if they hate us.
所以他们有可能会恨我。
We love them even more.
但是我们要更爱他们。
If they persecute us,
就算他们逼迫我们。
We pray for them even more.
我们替他们祷告更多。
Because this is the love from our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为这是主耶稣基督来的爱。
Look at Moses.
看看摩西。
The people always complain against him.
每个人都向他抱怨。
When God wanted to destroy the chosen people of God.
但是当神要毁灭这些选民的时候。
And told Moses.
告诉
I would make your descendant great.
我要让你的后代发扬光大。
What did Moses say?
摩西怎么说
？Oh God, go ahead, right?
他有说没有关系，你就把他们杀了好了。
No, Moses did not do that.
摩西没有这样说。
Because when Moses heard that God was going to kill them, he said to God, "Please, if you cannot forgive them, take my name out of the book of life."
结果摩西告诉神说，如果你没有办法原谅他们的话，你可以先把我的名字从生命册上划除。
And this is love.
这就是爱
Just like Stephen.
就像是
he was, when he was stoned to death.
就像是斯提凡当他被石头打死的时候
With his last breath,
他的最后一口气
he prayed to God.
他向神祷告
Can you imagine his own people, his own brethren stoning him to death?
你可以想象他的弟兄姐妹拿石头砸死他吗
The last breath he should have used is to curse them.
他应该用他最后一口气来诅咒他们
But when they were stoned to death,
但是他当他被石头打死
That's the time they deserved the least love.
那就是他们最不值得爱的时候。
But Stephen showed them the most love.
但是斯提凡还是对他们展现更多的爱。
With his last breath, he prayed to God to forgive them for their sin.
他用他最后一口气向神祷告来原谅他们。
Just like our Lord Jesus Christ.
就像是主耶稣。
The same people who crucified him is the same people he prayed to God to ask them to forgive them.
那些让他在十字架上面受死的人，就是他要求神原谅的人。
And this is love.
这就是爱。
So that's why, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹
love those who hate us.
爱那些恨我们的
人。Pray for those who persecute us.
替那些逼迫我们的人祷
告。If we love those who love us, what good is it?
如果我们不爱那些人，那有什么好的呢？
Because even the sinners can do exactly the same.
因为就算是罪人，他们也是会这样。
But love those who love us, because this is the love that is perfect from God.
这就是因为那是神伟大的爱的关系，所以我们可以去爱那些不可爱的人。
So that's why we as brothers and sisters.
这就是为什么我们是弟兄姐妹。
Of course, right now maybe some church we have division among one another.
当然，我们在教会里面有时候可能会意见分歧。
But on the end days we'll work in unity.
但是我们最后还是要同心。
Because on the end day the persecution will be so severe that we need one another to help each other to be saved.
因为在末世的时候，我们会需要彼此的帮助才能够。度过这些逼迫。
And it says here, and your God, my God.
这边说，你的神就是我的神。
We know we have some brothers and sisters who are weak in faith.
有的时候我有些弟兄姐妹他们可能信心软
弱。And we the stronger one should be able to uplift the one who are weak.
信心强壮的人应该帮助那些信心软弱的人。
And we have some brothers and sisters, our family members not in Christ yet.
有些弟兄姐妹的家人还不是信主的。
We must make our God to be their God.
我们应该要让我们的神成为他们的神。
Because if our God is not their God, when we die, we no longer can see them.
因为如果我们的神不是他们的神的时候，当我们过去了之后，我们见不到他。
That's why this story about a young couple.
所以这边有一个一对年轻的一对人的故事。
This young couple they love one another very much.
这一对情人他们非常彼此相爱。
They married, you know, for many years.
就算他们结婚很久了。
Then when they got a little older.
然后他们年长了。
The wife was struck with cancer.
那这一位太太她得到了癌症。
And there was time she tried to find the meaning of life.
那时候他就开始要寻找生命的意义。
And she came to be a Christian.
那他希望可以成为一个基督徒。
Even though she knew she was dying.
虽然知道他日子不长了。
But she had peace and joy in the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是他在主耶稣基督里面还是有平安喜乐。
And all these years while she was sick, she tried to preach to her husband.
而且这么多年的时候，他都在试着要让他的丈夫信主。
Even though her husband loved her very much.
就算他的丈夫非常爱他。
But he still did not want to come to believe.
但是他还是不愿意相信。
So one day.
所以有一天。
The husband went to visit her in hospital.
这个丈夫去拜访探
访他。His wife is dying.
在医院里面，他知道他太太快要死了。
So when he saw his wife laying in bed,
他看到他太太躺在床上。
And he started to shed tears.
他就开始流下眼泪。
And his wife told him.
那他的太太告诉他。
He said, "Do not cry."
说不要哭泣。
He said, "Do not cry."
不要哭泣。
Just be there.
只要在那边。
He said, "Be there in a place there will be no more sorrow."
只要到那个永远不会有哀伤的地方。
Be there in a place there's no more pain.
到那个地方是没有痛苦。
Be in a place there's no more death.
到那个地方没有死亡。
Be in a place where Lord Jesus Christ he gonna be.
在那个地方有主耶稣。
So when the husband heard this,
所以当他丈夫听到了，
he cried even more.
他哭得更凶了。
Because he knows that his wife, the last thing that she want him to do is to come to believe in Jesus Christ.
因为他知道他太太最后要他做的一件事情就是来相信主耶稣。
So that's why let our God to be our family's God.
所以让我们的神成为我们家的神。
Let our God to be the God of our brothers and sisters who are weak in faith.
让我们的神成为我们软弱的弟兄姐妹的神。
And it's the way to show love to them.
这就是我们对他们所展现的爱。
I can see in verse 19.
我们看十九节。
Now the two of them went until they came to Bethlehem.
二人同行来到伯利恒。
How beautiful this is!
这是一个多么美的画面。
A mother and a daughter.
一个婆婆，一个媳妇。
Walking together to the house of bread.
一同到了面到了粮食之屋。
And when they reached the house of bread.
当他到了这个粮食之屋的时候。
Then verse 22.
二十二节。
The second half of verse 22.
第二节。
Now they came to Bethlehem at the beginning of barley harvest.
二十二节的后半部讲说，伯利恒，他们到伯利恒的时候，正是动手割大麦的时候。
For sure, this is not a coincidence.
这不是一个巧合。
But it's God's providence.
这是神所提供的。
God already knew they're going to come back.
他们知道他们那个时候要回来。
Because of this, once again, they start their new lives together.
因为这个样子的关系，他们在当地展开了新生活。
But it's my brothers and sisters.
这是我们的弟兄姐妹。
Yes, we are baptized.
没有错，我们受洗。
Yes, we receive the Holy Spirit.
没错，我们得到圣灵。
But this is only beginning of our journey to the heavenly kingdom.
但这只是我们前往天国的道路的开始。
We must make a great determination.
我们应该要立定志向。
For those of us who live in the world.
对于那些住在世界上的人，
we must come out of the world.
我们必须要离开世界。
For those of us who are on our way to the world,
如果我们要往世界的时候，
we must return back.
我们应该要回头。
And say to God,
而且告诉神，
entreat me not to leave you.
求你不要让我离开你。
Or to turn back from following after you.
我们要跟随你。
For wherever you go, I will go.
不管你去哪里，我要
跟随你。And wherever you lodge, I will lodge.
不管你住哪里，我要跟
你。Your people should be my people.
你的国就是我的国。
And your God, my God.
你的神就是我的神。
And where you die, dear, I will die.
你在哪里葬，我也在那里葬。
And dear, I will be buried.
而且我会在那边埋葬。
Let's think about this.
我们想想看。
Where did Lord Jesus Christ die?
主耶稣基督死在哪里？
He died on a hill on the cross of Golgotha.
他死在那个哥哥他山上的十字架上。
So the Bible also told us.
圣经也告诉我，
When we are baptized,
当我们受洗的时候，
we are crucified with our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们与主耶稣同死，
and we are buried with him through our baptism.
我们借着我们的洗礼与他同埋葬。
But how many of us,
但是我们有多少人，
have we died with our Lord Jesus Christ?
我们有跟神一
起死。 Have we buried with our Lord Jesus Christ?
我们跟主耶稣同葬呢？
If we have not died with our Lord Jesus Christ,
如果你还没有与主耶稣同死，
If you have not buried with our Lord Jesus Christ,
还没有与主耶稣同葬，
then you have no newness of life at all.
那你就对于生命就没有了盼望。
That's why, brothers and sisters,
这是为什么弟兄姐妹
，do not continue to keep hanging on the cross.
不要让他一直在绑在十字架上。
Because if we keep hanging on the cross, this means our life will be full of suffering.
如果我们一直让我们自己留在十字架上，就表示我们的生命会充满了痛苦。
We must make determination.
我们应该要立志。
Do we want to die and bury with Christ?
我们能不能够与主同死同埋葬？
Or we just want to go to the world?
还是我们只是要去这个世界？
If we want to go to the world, get off the cross and go to the world.
只要去世界，你就离开了十字架，去这个世界上。
But of course, we want everyone to die and bury with Christ.
但是我们要每一个人能够与主同死同埋葬，也这样子我们才能够有生命，也就是这样子我们在这一生才能够有平安喜乐。等到来了今生，来了来生的时候，我们就有主耶稣基督。所以求主耶稣继续帮助我们每一位，让我们每一样增添力量，让我们在他里面更坚强。到了有一天
that day of judgment,
那一天审判日来临
we can see one another,
我们可以看到每一位
enter eternal life,
一同进入永生
so may God bless all of you.
求神祝福大家
Let's rise and sing hymn 352
我们一同唱诗352首 352首
就住在云中 颂唱颂，愿众生诸同聚集，欢呼颂赞，完美救恩奇妙恩宠，遗憾的。
坐。
Now we're going to come up and pray together.
我们现在要一同跪下祷告。
We continue to pray for the holy works in the East Coast area.
我们继续为东区的圣工代祷。
We also pray for our brothers and sisters who are weak in faith.
我们也为那些灵性软弱的弟兄姐妹代祷。
The way we show love toward one another is by praying for one another.
我们彼此如何相爱，就是要我们彼此代祷。
Just like Nehemiah prayed for the chosen people of God.
就像尼希米他如何为那些神的选民祷告。
He fasted and prayed for them.
他禁食，他祷告，
because of his love.
因为他的爱。
So we must also pray for one another.
所以我们也要彼此代祷。
So when we come up to pray, we ask the minister to lay hands on us.
那我们来到前面祷告的时候，我们请传长子为我们按手。
Please come up and pray to me.
我们一同往前来前面祷告。